Yes, Mary. I'm calling with Opinion Research. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
May I ask who's paying for this survey?
I'm sorry?
Who is paying for this survey?
We don't have that information. We're an independent research company.
Okay. If this becomes a push poll, I will hang up on you. Just so you know. So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Maryland, you say?
Yes.
Thank you. Scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe in Maryland. Heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned, someone's concerned, not too concerned,
or
not at
all? Very concerned.
Thank you so much. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the second part of it.
Mm-hmm. Would you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland?
Me personally or the state?
Personally.
Personally, I don't know.
It's okay. That is also an answer. Don't worry. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a shared cost. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Thank you. Would you say that you somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Thank you. A recent analysis found the equipment used to heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cause 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cool buildings. Will you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
I think I would support it. I'm not sure what the consequences would be.
Okay. And would you say strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support. I trust our governor.
Okay. I'm going to read a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change. You can please tell me if you strongly or somewhat oppose or support. The first one says, increasing access to public transportation. Would you support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. Building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms. Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I am conflicted on that one because certainly in my county, the elected officials don't do enough to prevent it from happening in the first place.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not sure how to phrase that.
Yes,
I think infrastructure is important to address stormwater, but the best plan is to not chop down the trees in the first place.
Okay.
Prevention is the better solution.
Perfect. Thank you so much. The next one is expanding quality health care.
I'm sorry, what about health care?
Mm-hmm. Expanding the quality health care.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. The next one says providing immediate relief after a natural disaster. Would you support or oppose?
I support.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. The next one says, protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise.
strongly support.
Thank you. Improving electrical grid reliability, would you support or oppose?
Yes, support.
And installing air conditioning in buildings that need it?
There's trouble with air conditioning is that it contributes to climate change. I somewhat support.
Thank you so much. How convincing do you find the following statements? The first one says, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilience hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. This is for you, very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The next one says, the communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worse by more intense storms and heat waves. Public investment in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. This is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis in the 1970s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition to cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. This is for you very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing.
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free of on-site fossil fuel use, would this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or no impact in your opinion?
What was the first one?
Enhance your opinion, diminish, or no impact?
Enhance.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion, diminish opinion, or no impact?
Again, that's a two-edged sword. It depends on where the solar farms are.
Okay. In that case, would you say enhance, diminish, or no impact?
I don't know. It depends on where the solar farms are.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you so much. If a lawmaker were to support the bill to make Maryland's infrastructure better able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the cost, this will enhance your opinion, diminish opinion, or no impact?
Enhance.
Thank you so much. Would you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland's roads, bridges, electrical grids, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensures the big and oil gas companies pay a share of the cost, even if those costs are passed on to consumers? Will you strongly or somewhat support or oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you.
Somewhat and strongly.
Understand. If the 2024 election were held today, for who would you vote between candidates Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent?
Oh, my God. Joseph R. Biden.
Okay. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Thank you so much. With which party are you registered to vote, Democrat, Republican, or Independent? Thank you, sir. Ma'am, what is your race, white, African-American, or older?
White.
Thank you so much. And with this, we conclude our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with the questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for doing the survey.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a good day.